the scroll of freedom sheet. One of the most horrific of the kinnas is Kinnah Yitzayin, where we are told of an incident about a woman who loved her child very, very much. And every single year, this lady would weigh her child to see how much the child weighed, and she would give the weight of this child each year as an adova in gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Year after year, she would weigh the child and give an adova to the Beis HaMikdash. And when Yishalayim was under siege and there was nothing to eat, and this woman was starving, hungry, she went and she took this child and she shechted this child and she ate this child. And about this incident, we say in the Kinnah, in Techalna Nushim Piriyam, if such a thing could happen, that women will eat their own children, Oilelei Tepichim, young little children who they'd nurtured and looked after, Alalai Li, woe is to me, in Techalna Nushim Rachmunios. If women who were Rachmunias, we're not speaking about cruel women, we're speaking about a woman who looked after her child with such love and such devotion and such care, could come along and take her child and cut this child to pieces and put it in a pot. Yeludim hamedidim tefuchim tefuchim. A child who she used to weigh him every single year. Alalai li, woe is to me. And the Kinnah carries on with various other incidents. Each time Reb Elezer HaKaleh finishes off and he says the same words, Alalai li, woe is to me. We need to understand this is a terrible and horrific incident. But what's it got to do with me? Why are we saying, Alalai li, woe is to me, as if in some way I bear some type of responsibility, I am somehow also guilty? We're not merely relating something which took place. We are telling ourselves, Alalai li, woe is to me. Why am I responsible? Although it's a horrific, terrible thing, but what's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with all of us? We know there's a parsha in the Torah, Parshas Egla Arifa. The Torah tells us, Ki yemutze chulel badoma. If one finds a dead person on the ground, and one doesn't know who killed him, the Bezdin have to go out, the Zikne Bezdin, and they have to bring an Egla Arifa, and they say vidui. What vidu do they say? They say, Yodeini lo shofchi es hadom hazeh. We are not guilty. We did not kill this person. This is the vidu which Bezdin has to say. Ask Chazal a gewaltige question. V'chi al ibeini also she Bezdin shofchei dumim heim. Did we really think, did we entertain such a thought that Bezdin were the ones who murdered him, that they have to go out and make a declaration and say, we are innocent, we are not the ones who murdered him? So answers the Gemara, what the Beis Din mean to say is that they are saying, Loi patronihi beloi mazoinus beloi leviya. We never allowed him to leave town without giving him tzedil aderech, food to eat, without accompanying him. We didn't know about him, because if we would have known about him, we would have given him food. So therefore, if he left town without food and without company, we weren't to blame, because we didn't know that he was here. We never saw him leave. Asks the Alter from Kelm, a gewaltige Kasha. So what type of vidi is this, that they say we never murdered him, and Chazal say it doesn't mean literally they never murdered him. What they mean to say is we never gave him food to eat. We are guilty because we didn't realize that this fellow was in town, and if we would have known, we would have given him food. And because we didn't know about him, we never gave him food. Not giving somebody food, is that akin to murder, that they have to go out and say, Bidi, we never murdered him? Zuk the Alter from Kelm, a Yesoidistik Avot. It's written a Pusik in Parshas Hazini, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy, Yaakov Chevel Nachalusoy. Klal Yisroel is compared to a Chevel, compared to a rope. A long rope, the Tzadikim, they are on the top of the rope, the higher levels. The Pushit Eden, they are in the middle of the rope. The Rashuim, they are at the bottom of the rope. Rabbi Saul Salanter used to say that if a Yid in Vilna closes his Gemara, a Yid in Paris ends up being Machal Shabbos. What does this mean? So the Alter of Kelm as follows. Because Yaakov Chevel Nachalusoi, all Yidden are on one long rope together. When the Tzadikim are at the top of the rope, they lower their guard and they let down the rope a little bit. Those who are on the bottom of the rope fall even lower and they end up becoming a Machal Shabbos. If it could happen, such a terrible story, that one Yid went and murdered another Yid, that shows that at the very top, the Tzadikim, the Talmidei Chachomim, have let down their guard, and somehow they have been lax in Bein Odom Lechaveroi. If it could happen that the Beis Din did not look after one individual, he left town hungry, forlorn, neglected by himself. There was a breakdown in Bein Odom Lechaveroi amongst the Beis Din, amongst the Talmidei Chachomim and the Tzadikim. Yaakov Chevel Nachalusoi. The rope has been lowered. And what happens is that those who are at the bottom of the rope, the Rishoim, go one level lower and deeper. And that's what happens. They end up murdering him. So Beis Din have to go out to the site where this person has been murdered, and they say, Yodeini lo shofchas hadom hazeh. We are not guilty. We didn't know about him. Otherwise, we would have given him food to eat. If we see such a terrible incident, that Nushim Rachmunios could come and slaughter their own children and cook them in a pot and eat them, that means that we all have to clap vidui and say, Alalai li, woe is to me. Because if there wouldn't have been a breakdown in society, in Bein Odom Lechaveroi, it could not have happened such a terrible and horrific incident. If such a terrible and horrific incident can take place, it shows that unfortunately there's something wrong with society as a whole. There's something wrong with the Talmidei Chachomim, with the Erech Yidden. If they wouldn't have been lax in their Bein Odom Lechaveroi, those at the bottom of the rope wouldn't have fallen even lower. We know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. What does it mean, Sinas Chinam? The Yeshalmi tells us, in Tesanta Lushan, the first Beis HaMikdash we know was destroyed because of the three cardinal Averos. Gila Aroyes, Shvi Chazdomim, and Avoyde Zora. Carries on the Yeshalmi in the first Perek of Yuma and says, however, by Yesheni, that they were Yegeim Batoira, Vizihirim Bemitzas of Amasras, not merely they were learning Torah, that you were gaying the Torah, ligging and learning. Not merely they were being mekayim mitzvahs. They were zehirim the mitzvahs. They were being careful, medaktik the mitzvahs, if the masters not to put into their mouths chas v'shulim, anything which wasn't betachlis hakashus. Why was it destroyed? Tells us Yishalmi, because they were oyhavim es hamumoy, v'soinim eili es eili. They loved their own money, and soinim eili es eili, sin es chinam. What does Yishalmi mean? Unfortunately, sometimes we have a situation where unwittingly we don't even realize it, that we have also got the middah of achzorius. If a poor man comes asking you for help and you are indifferent to his plight, you take no notice. Says Rabbi Chezkel Evenstein, the Ponevishir Rosh Mashkiach, this is the middah of achzorius. The word achzorius means achzor. You are indifferent to your brother. Sometimes people think achzorius means to be cruel, to be sadistic. Says Rabbi Chezkel Evenstein, that in itself isn't the definition of achzorius. Achzorius means you are totally indifferent. You see things going on around you. Your neighbor is struggling. Your friend is having a hard time. Your brother is not coping. And you shrug your shoulders and you say, it's got nothing to do with me. It's not my problem. Achzor, you are indifferent. You make yourself as a foreigner to your own brother, to your own flesh and blood. This is the middah of achzorius. How does this come about? Because oyhavim es hamumoy. People are too preoccupied only with themselves. They don't think about other people. They think only about themselves. So what ends up is soinim eili es eili sinas chinom. So therefore they become indifferent to the plight and to the problems of other people. This is what's called sinas chinom. The time of Bayis Sheni was a time, says Yishalmi, when there was sinas chinom. So therefore, if the Erlichei Yidin were lacking in this middah, those at the bottom of the rope fell even lower. So tells us Rebbe Elezer HaKalin, his kinna, Alalai li, woe is to me. And we have to make the same cheshbon hanefesh nowadays. When we hear going on in our midst various horrific stories of cruelty, of abuse, of terrible things which are going on, and people shrug their shoulders and they say, it's got nothing to do with me. I don't know these people. What do they want from me? Why is it my problem? What's it got to do with me? It's a simon, unfortunately, that us as a whole, the tzibur, has become lax, has become slacking in Ben Udom Lachaveiroi, that we unfortunately have also developed Be'ezem Midah, this, unfortunately, this terrible chisuron of achzorius, that we become indifferent to other people, to our fellow Yehidim. The Chofetz Chaim writes, if we want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, the only way is, says the Chofetz Chaim, if we will put right the causes, the root causes, what caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We have to be mekabel upon ourselves, not only not chas v'shum to be oiver sinas chinam, but the opposite, to be mekayim ahavas chinam. To go out of our way to help our feather Yidin, brother Yidin, to look out when we see another Yid who somehow doesn't seem to be coping, doesn't seem to be managing, zuge gitvot. If you can't afford to give him any money, nobody can afford, zuge megitvot, a shmeichel, a hello, a how are you. This is a chavas chinam. And as long as unfortunately we haven't got yet to this middah of a chavas chinam, we're going to have to continue banging and clapping our chait alalai li, kina yitzayim. Tuchal lanu shem piryo moy lelei tepichem alalai li. Im tevashel lanu shem rachmuni ois yiludim amedidim tefuchem all that I need.